grab your foxy mama and head for the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
Yes, and welcome to Elimination Season 3. My name's Dave, and I'm your host, and I'm here with my niece, Pauline.
Hello.
And my wife, Wifey.
Wifey. Hello, everybody.
And how are we, girls? All right?
Yeah, nice cup of tea.
He's had lots of practice.
I have had lots of practice.
Yeah, very
now,
nice.
We're missing someone again. He's not good enough.
No. He's taking Sack the him. Right... Now,
I wonder if he's going to turn into Michael too and just not do anymore.
Well, it might be us three from now on.
Yeah, he's pretending.
You poor woman.
I'm sure he's not really ill, you know.
Oh, he is. I've heard him.
Yeah? What's he sound like then?
Like that.
He always sounds like that. He sounded a bit Barry White-ish, I thought.
He did, yeah. He could have done a good old sexy number.
Gravelly voice.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's been on the piss for a week.
Yeah. Or smoking too many fags.
Yeah. Oh, we miss you, Bob.
Yeah, come back, Bob. Well, I can get the hoovering done.
But... come back, Bob. All is forgiven.
Yay.
Yeah, he'll have his toy back.
Hey?
He can have his toy back.
Oh, are you not enjoying being the word?
I feel like an octopus. I'm sort of doing too much.
You look like one.
I like to just sit in the corner and say me bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's what I like
That's
to
why
do.
We're staying where we are.
I'll not be sitting in that chair.
Actually, I've not been too great this week.
No, he hasn't. He's been a bit poorly.
A bit headachy.
Yeah, there's a lot going around, isn't there?
I think it's sinus with me. I get the old pains above the eyebrows and get a headache when my head moves.
Yeah, oh, that's not good.
It's hard keeping bending down for stuff, you know.
Yeah. So he doesn't.
Yeah. You don't move, Dave.
No.
No, well, he hasn't much this week.
I suppose we've got a match on today. Now, well, Pauline.
Yeah.
The first one is...
Am I going now?
Go now. And action.
Love Really Hurts Without You, Billy Ocean.
Ooh.
Is a song by British R&B recording artist Billy Ocean, written by Ocean under his real name Leslie Charles. The song peaked at number 2 in the UK, but only reached number 22 in the US. The song was released in 1976. I was one.
You got married.
You was there. You don't remember, but you was there.
No, I don't remember, obviously.
No, you were there. We've got photos. We can prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe you.
Horrible little kid you were.
I know, that's not true.
No, it isn't true. She was perfect in every way.
I've been told I was a lovely kid. Just
all right.
Shame not to grow up.
And Oliver's Army.
Happens to us all.
Is his opponent. It's
and then it's opponent, Oliver's Army, Elvis Costello. It's a song written by Elvis Costello and performed by Elvis Costello and The Attractions from the album Armed Forces, released in 1979. It reached number 2 in the UK but failed to chart in the US. Did have 2 US number ones in 1989 and 1990, Veronica and This Town, which did very little in the UK. Ooh.
So there you go. So what do you think of Elvis Costello? Anything, Pauline?
The face. You should see the face, folks.
No. I don't think I'm much of a fan.
No, do you know his other songs?
What other songs did he do? Because I'm not totally blown away with this one.
You must know Veronica.
Sing it to me.
Oh, I can't sing it the way he sings it and that. It's a good
song. I probably
song.
Would know if I heard it then.
What about, Pump It Up. That's good. Pump it up and you don't really mean it. Do.
No.
Bloody hell, wait to be tired.
You haven't lived.
What about Good Year for the Roses? A good year for the roses.
No.
His version of She. She made me the face I can't.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, but you like it. Have you heard it by him? You're thinking
probably
the old
Charles.
One, Charles Aznavour.
Yeah, I've not heard it by him.
Sings it in his French accent. She.
What? That sounded like a sheep.
I bet you know a song by his dad.
Oh.
Do you know what his dad was famous for?
No,
I do.
What?
I do.
I'm a secret lemonade drinker. I was lemonade.
I used to love that advert.
That was his dad.
Me and like cousin Nikki, we used to sing that all the time.
I'm a sink with a lemonade drink.
So his dad's advert outweighed his whole career.
Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing,
isn't it? Yeah, isn't
it just? Yeah. Oh, I used to love that advert as a kid.
His real name was Declan Patrick McManus.
I prefer that. Declan, I prefer that.
Declan McManus, he would have been.
Was he
from Irish stock? Declan McManus, blimey. Yeah, you can't get much more Irish than that.
I think he was more respected amongst other musicians than he was with maybe
as
the
an
general
artiste
public.
Himself.
Yeah. He duetted with everybody. Paul McCartney even he duetted.
Oh,
with.
Did
yeah,
he? Was, that a, surprises me. That Paul albums. McCartney would want to.
That's a bit harsh.
Do you like him then? Is he one of your favourites?
Not say he's one of my favourites, no, but I can respect some of the stuff he done. I mean, I can't stand up for falling down. Do you know that one?
No.
I can't stand up for falling down.
Aww.
Did he do Watching the Detectives as well? Yeah. Watching the Detectives.
That wasn't one of his best, to be honest, because it just goes on Watching the Detectives about 300 times.
I mean, since I've retired, I've been watching a lot of podcasts on YouTube about, you know, a lot of these old singers and producers and that, and his name pops up a lot as being...
He's
up,
had a hand in a lot
up
stuff.
There, you know what I mean? He's well-respected. But having said that, Oliver's Army is a good tune. You must like Oliver's Army.
Oh, dear.
I'm not actually that keen, no.
See, I think it's on that, every time that song comes on...
It's a great tune, isn't it?
It makes me happy.
It goes.
Yeah. It's a
goer. Why don't I feel that then?
I don't
feel that at all. In fact, I feel like, Oliver's Army.
And I would rather be anywhere else than here to.
Oh, it's just dreary. Then it goes again.
Yeah. Well, most songs are like that. Come on. We've got loads of people that repeat the same lines over and over again.
Yeah, I don't know what it is then.
Failed to chart in the US. You surprised by that?
No, because they've got a bit of taste, haven't they? I can't imagine them liking this song. It's just, it's a bit of a nothing song. And I like cheese. I like cheese as well.
But
I like
yeah, but he wasn't
known
in the States. I mean, he had two number ones in the States.
But this song's not great, is it? You and Bob must have wanted this one.
I like it. I think it's a really good song.
Yeah.
I really like it. Enough to be in the 30...
Yeah, it is one of those. There are certain songs when they come on, they make you happy. That one makes me happy.
Like Sweet Caroline does for me, or Dancing Queen.
It is.
Or Dancing Queen does that for me, but not Oliver's Army. No.
It's here to stay.
Hey, I'm hoping it goes out, but I don't know with you two. You might like it.
Yeah, so you don't know where our taste lies.
Bloody hell. I'm shocked and amazed.
Sorry about that, Dave.
All right, what about Billy Ocean then?
I prefer Billy Ocean. Definitely.
Yeah. Who's that? Wife, you turn that phone off.
It isn't mine, everybody.
I wonder if it's Bob from his sick bed.
Yeah.
Saying hello to us.
I'll turn your phone off for you.
It's not my phone, okay?
Billy Ocean, I'm the same with Billy Ocean as you are with Elvis Costello. He doesn't do much for me, I'm afraid.
Now, I always used to get Billy Ocean muddled up with that other bloke.
Which one?
I can't remember.
Luther Vandross?
No. He sang Dancing on the Ceiling. Oh, what a feeling.
Lionel Richie?
Richie.
I've always got them two muddled up. I don't know
Ocean
why.
Sounds completely different.
Yeah, no, but their music.
I think Lionel Richie had more about him than Billy Ocean.
Their music, I think, I don't know, there's something about it that just reminds me of each other. I've always thought that.
Not sure about that. Do you know any other Billy Ocean songs?
I know I would if you
You must know when the guy gets
where,
tough.
Yeah,
tough,
when
going.
The guy get... Because we used to sing Go and Get Stuffed when we were kids.
The guy gets stuffed. Stuff to get going, that can't be right.
No, that didn't sing that bit. Just you sing, go and get stuffed. Yeah, I know that one really, really well.
71 now he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's getting on. He performed in Rochester, Kent, didn't he, a couple of years ago, the old
festival.
Jules Holland thing.
Oh, did it? What, at the castle?
Yeah.
Oh, he, I didn't know that. I know, well, I know loads of people there.
He topped the bill there.
And yeah, Craig David did, didn't he? Because Mike met him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember the video with Danny DeVito and that?
In the white
suits. Yeah, I vaguely do, actually.
Michael Douglas, yeah. Kathleen Turner.
I don't like Danny DeVito.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it because of his appearance?
Oh, no, not at all. But there's something... Oh, I don't think I should say it.
Say it.
But something makes me feel like...
A bit creepy,
like,
about
dirty old man. Oh, I find him... When I'm watching him, I just get a...
A shiver down your
creepy
timbers.
Creepy feel, like... Ooh. I don't know why. I don't know why. He's probably the loveliest bloke in the world.
Yeah, he probably is.
I think he is. Oh, yeah, I've seen him in the He's quite...
But you know when you just can... I don't know why, when you look at some people on the telly or whatever and you just get that, oh, I don't know if I like you feeling, for no reason whatsoever. That's what I get with him.
Weird, mate. Weird.
That's not weird.
I get that with Scarlett Johansson. Oh, no, that's a different feeling.
I don't want to know about that, thank you.
Red Light Spells Danger was another one of his.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Spells Danger. I bet you do if you hear it.
That also got the number two. But he did get his number one with When the Tough Gets Tough.
Yeah, I like it. That's a good song, that is.
It wasn't just him singing it, was it? The others were singing with him. It was a...
Oh, I'm not sure about that. Or were they? Oh, I think they were just...
What, just miming in the background for the video.
Do you remember the two films that they released? Kathleen Turner, Danny DeVito, and Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner, Danny DeVito. They'd done two films together.
Were they on the Jewel in the Nile?
Jewel in the Nile.
Oh, well done. It's not usual for me to get
I think that was a follow-up to...
Jewel in the Crown.
No, Romance in the Stone.
Romance in the Stone, that's it.
They were good films in their day. They were good films, I love
them. I bet they'd be dated if you watched them
now. If you watched
them now,
probably a load of rubbish. Well, no, for nostalgia, I'd still like
it. Yeah, I'd probably watch
it. I like Michael Douglas as an actor.
Yeah,
I think he's good.
Yeah.
Not as good as his dad, but not many were.
Is he he's Bunny Boiler Man, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, with, what was her name?
Gwet. Who was it?
Who was the woman with the blonde curly hair?
The bunny boiler.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
That was that role was the only one she really done like that, wasn't it? Where she was like the glamour, slaggy little bird. She sort of quite educated people in a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Was she Cruella de Vil?
She was.
Yeah.
Oh, she was, wasn't she?
Cruella de Vil.
Which is a completely removed from that, isn't it? Well, mine's still a psycho.
I quite liked her as an actress.
Yeah, I did, but she doesn't seem to do much. Like Meryl Streep's on every other...
Oh, I do like Meryl Streep.
I think Meryl Streep's up another level.
She's a classy actress,
one of the
she?
Top ones, isn't she?
Yeah.
The one I can't stand is, I know we're not on films anymore, but Sandra Bullock.
What's up with Sandra Bullock?
Oh, it's the acting. She can't act.
She can't, but she's got a really pretty face and a nice body, and most men like her.
She's Michael Caine.
She is.
Not a lot of people will know that.
she does it for me like Michael Caine. You know, I can't bear him. Oh, well, I can't bear Sandra Bullock either. It's all...
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
She's the same person, you mean? Is that it? She is just herself.
I just feel like she can't act very well when you get people like Meryl Streep. I like Julia Roberts. I like Cameron Diaz. I think she can do such... She's good, Cameron Diaz. I'll tell you who I do like as well, who I really like.
Kate Winslet.
Yeah. Kate Winslet, I think she's very underrated. I think she's really good.
Yeah, she's all right. I reckon Helen Mirren's right up
Oh,
there
and
with,
Helen Mirren,
the
yeah, definitely.
She must be one of the best three actresses of all time.
I think the best thing she was ever in was that thing about the 5,000 miles, no, 10,000 miles. The one about the restaurant.
100 feet.
100 feet.
Exaggerated there. That was a good film. I like that.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. If you've never seen it, you should see it. It's really good. You'll love it.
She doesn't often give a bad performance. She's quality, isn't she?
She is quality, yeah.
If she's in it, you know it's going to have a bit about it. There are a few exceptions, but...
I like the older woman as well. She played Nanny McPhee.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson. I like her. I think she's really good.
I don't mind her, but I couldn't watch Nanny McPhee. Just the makeup. She looked ridiculous.
I think it's because I'm not... I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen bits of it, but it's not... I know he wouldn't sit down and watch it. This is why I'm trying to get a telly in the bedroom, so that when he's doing whatever, he's watching his football or doing whatever, I can go and retire to the boudoir and stick the telly on.
Yeah,
and watch me British Bake Off.
TV in a bedroom.
Yeah, I've got TV in my bedroom.
We used to years ago.
We never watched it. It was just full of dust in the corner.
You did, yeah.
Up in the ceiling. But if she wants one, she can have one. I mean, I won't stop her.
Go out today and get one, Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to. I've just got to make sure that it's narrow enough to sit so that I don't knock my feet on it as I go to the toilet in the middle of the night.
Bang, crash. Well, exactly. She'd be cursing that TV. We should never bought it.
Right, I reckon it's time for...
What time is it?
It's question time! Right.
Who's picking today?
You do it, Pauline. I'll let you do it. And why not?
Mercy! Reckon it's another one of Bob's.
Yeah, it could be.
I've got a white one this time.
Ooh.
Right, you ready?
Hit me with it.
Oh.
Obviously impressed.
Favourite footballer of all time. Who's writing that?
I've no idea.
Michaels.
It might be Fred.
Oh, it could be Fred.
I don't think that's really suitable for a two-woman team. So fold that one back up and put it back in.
Oh, did you not know what my answer was then?
Oh, who was your answer?
Paul Gascoigne.
Well, I've got two.
Go on.
Ginola, because I think he's sex on legs.
Who? He's the best footballer, not the sexiest.
Okay, and George Best.
Who's Ginola?
Ginola, he was a footballer. And he was a commentator as well.
I thought you meant Shearer.
He's got quite a sexy voice because he's got that slight accent, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I never heard of him.
And also George Best. George Best was good looking, talented, and a very sad character, really. But anyway, go on. Next question.
Oh, most beautiful place you've ever been to.
Oh. I'm going to attempt to ask someone that question right now. Hello, Robert.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey!
Hello, Paul.
It's the Pauly one.
Where are you?
I'm under the weather, shall we say, but I'm all right. I'm soldiering on. I'm sorry I can't be there in person. I feel like I'm accepting an award. Sorry I can't be there to accept the award, but I'm sending my dad.
We reckon you're skiving, really.
Yeah, I wish I was, to be fair. It's just an annoying cough. Not COVID, though, which is always a bonus.
You know what I did, didn't you, Bob? I didn't press the Bluetooth one up until 5 seconds after you started. But then again, so when are you coming back?
Should be, this week coming, I should be all right. I've got some antibiotics, so, hopefully they'll kick in and I'll feel a lot better and I can join you back in the studio.
Yay! What am I saying that for? You're going to put me out of a job coming back.
Are you still working from home or are you sick? What a trooper.
Oh, he's a hero.
An hero. One deaf hero.
Yeah.
Poor Vixter, is she waiting on you hand and foot?
No, she's getting me up at, like, God knows what time and saying, log in, get on to work.
Good girl. Good,
well done,
good
Vic.
Girl.
Well done.
She's getting me over in today as well, which is...
Sweat it out.
Sweat it. Right, Robert, we've just pulled out a question. Would you like to hear it?
It's probably one of yours.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's pink. Go on, Pauline. Bring it out.
Most beautiful place you've ever been to?
Oh, you know what? I've been to the Maldives, which was pretty beautiful. But I've got to admit, I've been to Paris, and I've got to say, Paris at night is incredible.
Yeah.
Top of the Arc de Triomphe and the Eiffel Tower—it's just magical.
But does it compare to Champion Hill on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock?
No. The pink and blue.
Home of Dally Jamlet.
Yeah, Paris. What about you? What about you,
Zot? Well, come on, someone. Well, you must have been somewhere beautiful. You've been here.
Well, when he said about Paris, then I instantly thought, standing at night time at the top of the Rockefeller looking over the skyline, is that beauty or is that...
But it was beautiful. It was beautiful to you.
It was amazing, yeah. Absolutely amazing. So that would be up there.
If that's what popped into your head the first time, yeah, then that must be it.
That must be it, mustn't it?
I remember when me and wifey were at the Grand Canyon, and Sully, the couple we were with, Ron and Nita, who lived in Arizona, they said, oh, look, and as they're walking along, there was these two elk or moose, really fully grown, just walking.
Huge.
Around. Yeah, and they were just like picking stuff off the trees and just sort of walking around. It's fantastic. Aww. That's always stuck in my mind. That was really good.
Yeah, it was a fantastic trip.
And also at night, looking over the Grand Canyon, total darkness, but all the lightning forks on the other side. Nice. That was great.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Mine are sort of couple, but still based around the same thing. So I thought the Grand Canyon was quite impressive, which it is. But on our drive there, we went through a place called Sedona, where the sun shines on the rocks and they're red and brown. They're all different shades of red. It was absolutely beautiful, stunning. It did take your breath away, absolutely. And I think for me, although I wouldn't want to live out there because it's barren, it was beautiful in the hot sunshine. Beautiful. Loved it.
Yeah, Sedona was nice.
Yeah,
we stopped there for
really
a little
nice.
While, didn't
we?
We
did,
just a look around. And yeah. But you like Broadstairs.
I love Broadstairs.
Oh, I love
I can stand at the top of Broadstairs Beach and look out over that view of the sea.
Well, that was our holiday destination every year, wasn't it?
It was.
I love it. I remember being a kid and coming to visit you in Broadstairs.
Yeah, I've got pictures of that.
Yeah, I remember that really well.
Yeah. My dad used to live down there, for those that
That's
are
why.
Interested.
We used to look after the house where they were on holiday for a fortnight.
They went away for a free holiday with three kids.
But we
kids
liked
and,
it anyway, yeah. Didn't we? Josh Bay.
It's so nice. Josh Bay's lovely.
Yeah, and it's not changed. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's not too spoiled. A lot of them get spoiled, don't they, by all the amusements. And
Yeah,
they've still got the same small bars. Amusement, and the restaurants there are all really good, but it's tiny. But I love it, and I'm happy to. We've been there a few times, haven't we? Stayed at my favourite hotel,
the Albion.
The Albion, right on the front. Love it there. But we only ever go really stay for the night because we don't live that far away from it. So it's a one night sort of go out that evening, spend the day in Broadstairs during the day, and then have breakfast and toodle back. But it's what's the word?
This episode is brought to you by Broadstairs.
Sorry.
Broadstairs Tourist Board.
Yeah, if I'm feeling low and I'm feeling pretty miserable, just to go to Broadstairs sort of raises my spirits. So, yeah.
That's nice.
Well, I've got to tell you, Bob, in this episode, the songs aren't going down too well with Pauline.
No, this must have been your choice, Bob, I reckon, you and Dave.
Go on, he doesn't
it's
like
Oliver's Army.
Oliver's Army, yeah. Well, my partner thinks it's the words are all of his army. All of his army is his.
That's probably better, actually.
I don't think it's one of mine that I plugged for, but I do like it. It's very catchy. It has got the N-word in it, though, which has shocked me.
Has it? I didn't even know Oh, I didn't know that.
But when it,
well, I like even less now.
Then it was released in 1976. Six. I mean,
yeah.
And what's the other song? What's up against?
Love Really Hurts.
Love Really
Billy
Hurts
Ocean.
Without You,
baby.
That's a classic, yeah. Well, it's a shame I'm not going to get.
Oh, Bob, I need you to be here then.
I need to be, but I don't want to give it to all of you, and then I have to do a podcast on my own when all of you are.
So, without actually telling us, Bob, would you have a clear winner out of them two? Is Vic there with you now?
Yeah.
Go on, just get her to say hello. She's never been on the show before.
Hello, Vic.
is.
Are you doing all right?
Well, I'm a bit squeaky.
You're doing a me.
So she does exist. She's not an imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah, you didn't make her up.
We do wonder.
Yeah, not the moment.
And Bobby Bates.
Well, I'm going to go and get in my duvet again.
All right. So we hope to see you next week sometime.
Take care. Get well.
I'll be back. So all the fan mail, I'm getting in saying get well soon.
Right, see you later.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Oh, there you go. So oh, we've never done before. Well. We never done it before because you don't understand the tech.
That's why it needs you to do it, doesn't
it? He's such a liar.
Oh, poor Bob.
Yeah, he's not. He's very poorly at the moment. He's always been a poorly child.
Oh.
He was a poorly child.
Don't you remember when he was a baby, when we used to go over to Nan's? Joni's.
Well, I don't remember being ill.
Oh, sick everywhere. Always sick. He was. Him and me, for the first 5 years of his life, walked around with an encrusted shoulder throw up. On. He survived.
Oh, he got through it.
He did, yeah. There was nothing wrong with him. He was just a possity baby, as they say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Possiting, that's what it's called. I call it vomiting, but there you go.
Vomity baby.
Yeah, it was.
So do you reckon we could do a season of 1950s songs? Do you reckon that
I don't even know. Do I know any 50s song? Well, I must do.
All the early Elvis.
You probably know more
When's
than
Patsy
you think.
Patsy Cline?
She was sort of late 50s, early 60s.
I love Patsy Cline.
She had a great voice, didn't she?
Yeah, I really like her stuff.
All the rock and roll stuff. Chuck Berry, Rock Around the Clock.
You probably heard all of it.
I might have liked that better than the 70s. Yeah. If I listened to him, I
Paul Anka, Diana.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Does that go, my Diana? Yeah, I like that one.
Buddy Holly.
I love Buddy Holly.
Not Vic Reeves. What's his name? Jim Reeves. There'd be people like him in there.
Jim Reeves was 60s over this country. I don't know if he edits him, but he was quite big in the mid-60s. He died in a plane crash.
Another one. Yeah. See, I said there was a lot.
Yeah, safer to fly nowadays.
Oh, talk about Jim Reeves. There was a sad thing this week where the footballer Jimmy Greaves died.
He was a lovely man.
He was good, wasn't he? Yeah. He's funny.
I remembered him from Saint and
Greaves. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a football fan, as you know. I don't like it at all. But when they Saints and Saint and Greaves he was on, I used to watch it because he used to make me laugh.
Yeah, I remember him. He was really good.
Both really knowledgeable.
Do you remember when he got
funny.
In the ring with Mike Tyson on Saint and Greaves? It was before. I think it was during. When Bruno was going to fight him. So,
I remember that fight.
So Jimmy Greaves went over there and he was just interviewing him. He was in training. He had the old things on. You know, he was interviewing him on the other side of the ropes. And he says, how are you going to go about it then, Mike? So he goes, well, he says, well, it's easy if you come in here. So he gets him in the ring. He starts doing all this stuff and getting really close to him with these punches, like, you know. And he looked terrified.
He did look terrified.
And when he got out, when he got back, Uncle Saint says, hey, that Gordon Greaves there. He goes, I was terrified, he said. I was never been so scared in my whole life. Yeah, there was a really good documentary about him on ITV this week. We're on about an hour and 50 minutes, all through his family, and then this, when he was drinking, and when he stopped drinking, then he's got his television career. Really good it was.
Yeah. He had quite a full life, didn't he?
Oh, he's a great player, no doubt about it. But, yeah, I mean, it was sad.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how old he was. Late 70s? 80? Something
like
that.
I don't know.
I didn't realise he was as old as that.
Yeah, he's playing in the mid-50s.
Oh.
So.
Well, I didn't realise he was that old.
You do now.
I do now, yeah.
It's four.
She's been educated.
Oh, yeah. Good news, though.
Go on.
My car passed its MOT.
Yay!
I'm fine for another year. Like Flintstones.
And you can't say it's biased because you don't know your MOT instructor, didn't you? So.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I don't know him. Who knows their MOT tester?
Who is he? Come on.
My brother.
But he is fully qualified and it's all above board.
That's his job. He's the MOT tester.
Yeah, exactly. He could lose his job if you don't do it right.
Oh, he always says, I ain't risking my job for you. Oh, charming.
You're just not worth it.
For you.
Was there any advisories?
No, nothing.
Bloody hell. It seems too good to be true.
No, he always looks after my car. He always makes sure it's serviced and MOT'd and any little noise, and then he sorts it out. I'm lucky having him as my brother.
How old is your vehicle?
It's old, isn't it?
2006. Yeah, that's old. Yeah, that's ancient.
It's really old.
Bloody hell, about time you traded that one in.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you won't.
Oh, I can't.
No.
Never. And do you know what? Even if
Well, you will at some point. It's not going to last forever.
No,
is it?
I'm going to keep it even if
She's going to have it stuffed and put on the mantelpiece.
Even if I got another car, which I will do one day, I don't think I could part with it. It'll have to sit on my dad's drive.
And why is that, Paula?
Because it was my mum's car.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Shame you can't have it sort of shrunken, isn't it?
That's what I said. You've got stuff in it and put it in
a box. Yeah. I cannot. It sounds ridiculous because it's a bit of metal. It's a car. I really don't think I could see it go on a tow thingy and drive off. I don't think I can. Yeah, it's a car. So I know what I'm saying.
But would you not? Could you not allow that to happen if you had the perfect photograph of it and you could frame it and put it up on the wall?
No, because I can't sit in it then.
No, you can't see it in a photograph.
Well, you could have the frame made out of part of the metal.
I'm sounding like some mental case, aren't I?
Couldn't you? You could have the frame made out of a part of the car for the photo.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's like keeping someone's ashes around your neck, isn't it?
It wouldn't be your car, though, would it?
No.
But then again, there's no parking in your road, hardly, is there?
No. And do you know what? Mum hated that car.
You mated the car?
My mum hated it.
Oh.
No, she didn't hate it. Well... She always used to moan about it, but I can't see it drive off.
Well, it won't, because it'll have given up the ghost.
It forever.
What's the mileage on it at the moment, then?
I don't actually know.
You don't actually know?
No, I ain't got a clue, but I do know it's really, really, really good mileage.
For the age,
yeah, because they say that all the time. Chris and my dad always say.
Because she never travelled anywhere, did she?
Only local.
She only went to work and back. Dad had to do all the driving everywhere. Yeah. But she used to say, oh.
She'd done the backseat driving.
Yeah, she'd just a bit. Mount of rails as kids. But no, she would drive to work 8 miles down the road and back again. Even if we went shopping, it was me that drove her. I'd go and pick her up and we'd go shopping or whatever. So it was literally just.
It was like me and my car. I loved my car. I waited a long time to have my own car, and I didn't have it for very long, but it was a smart car. And
it was
I loved your little car.
It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You didn't need it anymore.
But I didn't because my job moved, and it takes me 5 minutes to walk to work, which is great, but then I had to walk past the car every morning going to work, and we had all locked down, so it just sat outside.
It's not worth it then,
no,
is it?
Now that Dave's retired, if I need to go anywhere during the week, my chauffeur is available.
Hold it, let's move on.
Oh, interruptions.
Bob.
Oh, no.
You got a good chance of winning,
right.
Love.
Are you going to be as rubbish as you were last time,
no,
it
was...
Oh, no, you did win, didn't you? But complain. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm crap. I've just come to realise, and I've got no chance against crap. Jackie.
Yes,
if I can't beat Bob, then well,
it right, depends. It depends the subject matter. Let's face it, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, I've got the best of TV and movies.
Oh well,
what?
You never know.
What way? What are we talking about?
Well, just questions. And you've got two cards each with four questions each. So if I shuffle them up...
Jesus. Oh, sorry.
Blasphemer.
I'm scared.
Oh, don't be. You're against me. You're winning this.
Right, Paulie, you're going first.
Oh,
what,
am
one,
I?
Two,
we're not tossing a coin.
Oh, we could toss a coin if you want.
Oh, I'm second now. I should give
heads
a mouth
tails.
Shout. Heads.
A mouth shout?
Heads, please.
Do you want to go first or second?
First.
Right, I'm shuffling again now, then.
Every day I'm shuffling.
One, two, three, or four?
Four.
You have got four questions on Big Brother.
Oh.
Oh, she fancies it.
I have watched a few Big Brothers.
Right, this is it, then.
Do I pick up any of the ones she can't get?
No, you cannot. Right, Pauline.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's just write your name down. What's your name, son?
Lauren.
Pauline versus Wifey. Here we go. Right. What are the contestants in Big Brother known as?
Housemates.
Correct.
Bing.
Yeah.
In which room of the Big Brother house do the housemates sit in a large chair to convey their thoughts and frustrations?
The diary room.
What was unusual about the housemates at the start of the 8th series of Big Brother?
Unusual.
What was unusual about them?
Yep.
They were all women.
They were all women. And finally, which Welsh glamour model appeared in the 7th series and has dated professional footballers from Swansea City, Aris FC, Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester United, etc., etc., etc.?
Did she have... I know there was one...
I don't know what she... I've no idea. I've never heard of her.
Imogen Thomas.
It was?
Yes!
Oh, you're in big trouble.
Oh, did good then.
I'll go home now.
I want to be against you all the time. Well, you might win yet. You might get them all yet.
Probably
one, two, or three?
Two.
You've got potluck. Right, wifey. Name the 2010 Disney movie about Rapunzel.
Tangled.
Correct.
Phew, I've got
you're
one.
On fire. What does the US TV series Mad Men take its name? From what does it take its name?
Can you say that properly, please?
From what does the US TV series Mad Men take its name? You've got a choice of two.
Okay.
Mad Men. Is it Madison Avenue or advertising?
Advertising.
Madison Avenue.
Two to pick from. I can always pick the wrong one.
Which game show would you be watching if the contestants were asked to come on down?
Oh, I used to love that.
Price is Right.
Correct.
I thought we weren't going to get that. Don't you hate it when you go blank?
Yeah, all the time I'm going blank.
Who is revered in Hollywood and measures an impressive 13 inches?
Which part of the anatomy are we talking about?
Who is revered in Hollywood and measures an impressive 13 inches?
Tom Thumb.
Oscar. Academy Award.
Oh. Well, it's who? That's a person.
Who? Yeah, Oscar. They call it Oscar, don't they?
Yeah, no, it's not a person, is it? It's a
right, I'm going to put you next again, wifey, because you're too behind and she'll be out of sight. So, do you want one or two?
Oh, two again.
You've got the Jungle Book. Yep, that's the answer to one of them. Which character is referred to by the other characters as the man cub?
Mowgli.
What two types of wild cats are the characters Bagheera and Shere Khan from the Jungle Book?
Puma and cheetah.
That's the worst answer I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, panther and tiger.
Why did you say them?
I don't know.
You got it wrong. You got it wrong, though.
I'll give it to her.
You're
joking. She was thinking aloud.
Oh.
How can you just say two completely wrong answers but get it right?
She was thinking aloud. She wasn't actually saying that.
Avon.
What type of creature was voiced by Sterling Holloway, who decided to have it speak with a lisp?
It was a snake. I can't remember his name. Trust.
You can see.
Oh, you played the whole role there. He was sneaky.
Yeah.
He was a sneaky. I can't remember his name.
Do you know his name, Pauline?
No, I can't remember.
His name is Carr.
Oh, I was going to say that. I was thinking of Shere Khan.
Right, to get a 1-point lead. Which seven words are in the line that follows? Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worry and your strife.
Yeah, yeah man. Right, Paulie, you got four
questions. If I get two wrong, I've still got to get it right. If I get one wrong.
You'll still win if you get two wrong. And it's about Toy Story. You must fancy your chance.
Like Toy Story. But I'm not massively.
But you see how easy the questions are. I mean, the two big cats in Jungle Book.
Yeah, all right. Don't rub it in.
Who is the intergalactic superhero of Toy Story?
Buzz.
Buzz what?
Lightyear.
Correct. Right, you need one of these three to win. Which Toy Story character was voiced by American actress Annie Potts?
Oh, I don't know who she is.
Well, that's the question.
Just go for a female.
Yeah. So,
We're on the end of the seats here.
What's the yee-haw girl?
No, it's not Jessie. It's Bo Peep.
Oh, she was the other one I thought it was thinking, but I thought, no, it's bound to be Jessie.
Right. Which other toy in Toy Story... Which other toy in Toy Story was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Don't know.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Is it Slinky?
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought
that. Oh, they've been out for years. Yeah, so that was out when I was a kid.
That's why it was the first toy to be advertised.
Oh.
Yeah, but it wasn't from...
Right, you need this one to win.
Oh, bloody hell, it's all gone tits up.
What was the breed of Slinky Dog in Toy Story?
It was a sausage dog.
He's got a name.
Oh,
he's
no, I don't know what they're called. Dashhounds. Yeah.
Pauline 6, well wifey
done,
5.
Well done, Pauline.
You made hard work of that, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh,
well done. I got one. So that goes for me to get for Bob, don't it? I'll get a point now.
No.
Dave, how come you're always so against me?
I could have put him on the play, couldn't
yeah,
I? Really?
You could have. Jackie can get the wrong answer but still get it right. You're always against me. Egon, can you please write in?
Whereas you and Bob, it's a championship match. This is just a friendly.
I like the friendly.
What he's saying is that I've got a touch of dementia.
Think of it as sparring.
Yeah, but I don't win against Bob ever.
Well, you did. I think you lost 11-5, didn't you?
Oh, you're so cruel.
I know, that's really cruel.
So cruel.
I need Yvonne to get onto you.
Yeah.
You might listen to her.
Yeah, might do. Well, you can't expect to win every time, can you?
Well, no, I ain't. That's just it. That's why when I do it, I need it.
She wants to be a winner. Well, she has been a winner today. You're always a winner to us, Paul.
Thanks,
oh,
Jack.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's so sarcastic.
Yeah.
So getting back to the 70s music, what would be your favourite genre?
Oh.
Would it be heavy rock or soul? Reggae?
Like, no. Oh.
Disco?
Yeah, it would be disco. I think it would be disco.
Oh, you can't listen to disco.
But I'll tell you what, there was a... you said they were... I did tell you this the other day, and they might not be 70s, but I think they are. I'd never heard of Stylistics.
Blimey, I'd rather.
I'd never heard of them. And then I heard a few of their songs recently, and I thought, oh, what lovely music that is.
Is it?
Well, you don't like it.
It's very high-pitched. No.
It was really high-pitched, but it was
That suits you, Pauline, didn't it? You can sing along.
Yeah, it's quite chilled-out music, isn't it? And I thought, oh, that's quite nice. I've never heard of that before.
We could take them or leave them, really, couldn't we?
Oh, we can we? I used to like them back in the day. I really liked them. But now I think maybe it's a bit of over-listening, or it's like... I need some ear protectors before I listen.
Yeah.
Because it is very high pitched. And I couldn't listen to a lot of them one after the other because I think I'd end up with a migraine.
Oh.
It's very high. It is high pitched.
But then look at Bee Gees. Look at him. He's really high pitched.
They're as high pitched as you can go.
Yeah. Yeah. I like.
You reckon they're more high pitched than the Stylistics?
Yeah. When you hear Jive talking, if you actually don't actually listen to the main bit of singing, they do this sort of like. In the background.
Yeah, but that's because they all had different tones, didn't they?
No, but they weren't actually singing anything. They were just sort of making that noise.
What, like...
But as we said in the previous episode, they done really well to invent themselves, didn't they?
I like Bee Gees. I really like Bee Gees.
Yeah, I do.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, ABBA for me. But was Carpenters in the 70s?
Yeah, they're a bit weak.
Oh, no.
She had a lovely voice.
Oh, I loved her music.
But
I loved her voice.
Close to You was all right, I suppose. But I don't know, they were just so lift music, wasn't it?
Oh. They were middle of the road.
Well, I like.
She started off as a drummer.
Oh, yeah, I think I did know because I've watched the Karen Carpenter story.
Mm.
Yeah, but I like that. I think
it was sad about her.
With me,
sad about her, though, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, really sad.
What about
Seems
you,
like
then,
everyone
Dave?
Has a tragic ending, doesn't it?
Well, I think she had a lot of.
Not everyone.
A lot of them.
I mean, blimey, she was just not ballistic, what's the word? Bulimic.
Ballistic.
Sorry. She was, yeah, well, she couldn't eat, and oh my God, I couldn't live like that.
Yeah.
It must be a struggle.
What about you? What's your favourite of all time in the 70s?
Well, I can't say that, could I? Because I was
no,
saying,
not song, just generally. Like...
I liked sort of, I've never been a heavy metal man. I like these sort of soft rock stuff, like Thin Lizzy and...
you're more rock and roll than anything
Bad Company.
Else,
well, not rock and roll as such, but rock and roll's Chuck Berry and Bill Haley. I mean...
The Beatles, they're rock. What would you call them if they're not that then? Pop?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, sort of soft rock.
Okay.
Did you like Elton John? Did you like any of his stuff?
Yeah, I could probably name, you know, like about 10 or 12 of his, but I'll never buy an even though I say I'll never buy an album, but Goodbye Yellow Brick Road was good.
Yeah, I like that.
No, see, mine was Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only a Piano Player, because I bought that and I played it and I played it and I played
that
it.
Was,
I loved it.
Your sister can't twist, but she sure can rock and roll.
Roll, yeah.
I couldn't stand the duet with Kiki D, but I couldn't stand Crocodile Rock.
Oh, I like that one.
Do you know what my favourite song of his is? There's lots of them that
I like Daniel.
His.
What's
I
yours?
Like Circle of Life. I
love
Circle of Life.
Yeah, I do.
And the one where it sang about the way you look tonight.
Oh, I love that song.
He's a talented bloke. I mean, he's a great piano player.
Take my breath away. That's a lovely song. I forgot about that song.
And he's just as good live as he's on record. I mean, yeah, he's a real talent, no doubt about it.
But just not for you, really.
Have you seen Rocket Man?
Yeah, I liked it.
We watched it, didn't we? You didn't really fancy it before we started watching it, but
Rocket Man's a funny song because I sing it in a particular way. Because I've never understood what he's saying. It's something like Rocket Man burning out a heat of heaven horn.
He sings that every single time.
What is he saying?
Burning up the air up here alone, I think it is. Something like...
I've never understood what he says.
Hair a horn?
No, he sings it every time. The song comes on the radio and he's singing along to it and he's hair up a hair a horn.
I can never understand what he's saying.
Burning up the... I'm sorry, it's like burning up the air up here alone, something like that.
Your song's good, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Yeah, he's
Daniel.
Excellent. Daniel's one of my favourites.
He must be one of the top artists of the 70s.
He's got to be, isn't he? And
well, prolific as well. I think he was prolific too. I mean, there was a lot of it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And you'd know it was his voice, but the sort of song would change. Like some of them, you can spot it straight away. Oh my God, it's exactly the same as the one they brought out before, just a few different words. But his were very different. He'd go from a whole sort of rock, like Crocodile Rock, I know you don't like it, and Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, really sort of hardcore. And then he'd do something like, is it your song? No, not your song.
Yeah, that was the one that made him. Nice. That was the one that set him up.
So then you'd have all that sort of gentle stuff. But I just think he's very wide ranging.
Yeah, which
more
I like.
Than some of the others.
It was good when he came on with George Michael, that thing.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. I could watch that.
Elton John! Yeah. And then he turned up on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Don't let the sun go. Them
two together
on
were
me.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. But then I love George Michael.
Yeah.
I loved it. Do you know what? I was gutted when he died. Oh, all I just kept saying all Christmas, oh, poor George. I can't get on with my day.
It was just...
I couldn't get on with my
it was
Christmas
a shock,
because
wasn't
it was just so gutting.
It must have been going through his head. He had everything. Good looks.
Sometimes everything ain't enough, is
no,
it?
No, money.
Well, sometimes everything
talent.
Too much.
Yeah. I loved him in Wham when I was a kid. I loved him. When I saw him live, I nearly cried.
He was the luckiest man alive, wasn't he? Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah.
He was, wasn't
didn't
he?
Didn't have to do anything, did
no.
he?
No. I did hear rumours they unplugged his guitar.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. No, but George Michael. Was you not a fan of George Michael?
Not particularly, but I could see how talented he was. And he was good live as well. He sounded it just like the record.
Yeah. What about Wham when they were together? You
must love their music.
No,
not Wham, no. Oh. That's bubblegum music, wasn't it?
I see, I like all that.
Wake me up before you go.
It was all right, but
Careless
Whisper.
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh,
no.
What?
No.
Freedom.
I don't know.
Club Tropicana.
Drinks of fruit there, did you know that? Yeah, I mean, they were all right, but just all right. I mean,
I'm your man. I love that one.
I'm your man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good. I just don't know. I don't know if he was just embarrassed to go on stage on his own, that he had to have his little mate
there. Have his mate there for, like, backup.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I don't know how much Andrew Ridgeley earned off a Wham.
Oh, well, it must have been massive amount. Huge. They were huge, weren't they?
It's yeah, but I mean, he wrote the songs. I'll take it.
Did he?
Well, he did.
What, Andrew Ridgeley did?
No.
Oh, I thought you said Andrew Ridgeley wrote the songs.
George Michael wrote the songs, but I take it he was just down as Michael, and he didn't bring him in on that as well.
He's an idiot if he did.
No, that's where the money's made, isn't it, in the songwriting. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, so if he didn't do that, then he obviously didn't make as much.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Ringo Starr didn't he did like one or two, but he didn't write the songs, but he's still a multi-millionaire, so.
God, I could have stood back there with a guitar in my hand and just bobbed.
Yeah. Like, and done that sort of sliding.
And they used to have that Pepsi and Shirley with them. Do you remember them?
That's right, yeah.
Martin Kemp's wife.
They had a couple of singles of their own, yeah, didn't they?
And I like Martin Kemp and his son Roman. Do you? What,
Spandau Ballet.
Oh, yeah, I used to like them Gold.
Gold and True. Yeah. I couldn't name another
one. God, I've got
that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but I do like him, Martin Kemp. I think he's really
They were always rivals to Duran Duran.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like Duran Duran as much.
I think Duran Duran had more about them than Spandau Ballet.
Did you?
Yeah, even though some of their videos are a bit embarrassing.
I tell you what I don't like, and most people absolutely love this bloke, so I'm probably going to offend, David Bowie. Oh.
No, I never did either. My brother was a great fan.
See, it's a bit like Mark Bolan and that. What's his name? The Cars bloke.
Newman.
Gary Newman. Yeah. People who like them really like him. You know, and stick with them for life. You must see his talent, though.
I can see he's a really talented man, and I've wanted to like the music. You know, when you've tried to listen, it's just not.
Some of the same with Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Bob Dylan's all right.
Well, Bob Dylan's a bit doer, really. I think he's a bit sort of. Yeah. But no, my brother was a big Bowie fan, but I never.
Yeah. And he probably still is, but I think people who like Bowie will like him forever.
Yeah.
Just stick
along with that. Talking of Big Brother, do you remember when they said he had died?
Yeah.
We've talked about that before, haven't we? That just popped in my head. Yeah, we won't talk about that again.
I think it does every time, doesn't it?
Funniest moment on British television ever.
You couldn't have wrote it, could you?
No. Couldn't have made it up.
I was crying with laughter.
You lost it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to see Big Brother come back?
I love Big Brother. As you can tell, I've got all four right.
I only watched the last one with people in. I watched all the celebrity ones.
Oh, I loved Big Brother. I think it's so good.
I do like the celebrity ones, I must admit.
Yeah, they're really good. I wonder why they stopped it.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, seeing what they're really like.
I wonder if it stopped in every country, because it was on in a lot of countries.
Yeah. I know India did it, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the States did it. And Australia definitely did.
Yeah, we were.
I think it started in Holland. Holland or Sweden, is it? It started. One of them two.
Don't know.
Talking of programmes, have you watched that Squid Game yet?
We've started two episodes.
Oh, what are you thinking?
It's bizarre, isn't it?
It's the weirdest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
Red light.
I didn't know anything about it. Someone recommended it to wifey in work.
Yeah, she just kept walking in and going, "Who's watching Squid Games?"
I watched it with subtitles. I didn't watch them.
Oh yeah, subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said she watched it. It's badly dubbed.
No, you better not.
Can't handle that when all the voice is different to the.
But looking at the bit of what Jack said and see what Jack said and the picture of it, you know, promoting it, I thought it was just. A quiz game.
Oh.
I didn't realise it was acting and the game was in the show.
It was in the show, yeah.
Have you watched them all?
Yeah, I've seen it finished. Oh, no,
how many was there?
Nine. There's nine of them.
We've only watched two.
I was watching it thinking, what am I watching? This is actually awful. But the story behind it, well, I can't work it out. But I had to watch them all because I needed to know, well, how does this end then?
Are you going to tell us, please don't.
Because everyone out there is sort of quite watching this at the moment, and I thought, I've got to know the end. And I've got to the end and thought,
Yeah,
when
we watched the first one, I was thinking, do I really want to watch
the next one? Am I liking this or am I not liking
it? It makes you laugh. They buy a packet of fags and it's 10,001, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like, how much is that? It's a bit like Takeshi's Castle. Have you ever seen that? But where you're dead if you don't, you know, where they go over obstacles. It's Chinese people now and they have to jump over obstacles. But with this, you actually die. You're actually eliminated completely, aren't you?
I felt quite nervous with that old man, number one.
Oh, yeah, I did.
As he was walking up to us.
Oh, you wait till you need to keep watching.
Yeah.
Oh, my mouth is shut because things might slip out.
Yeah, they will.
But you've got to get to the end.
We will. We won't give up on it.
That's a good one. Well, I've watched them all and still don't know what I thought.
We just watched that thing about Billy McKinley.
McMillan. Billy Milligan.
The bloke with 24 personalities.
Never heard of him.
He got done for about 3 or 4 rapes in the 70s.
Well, he didn't, did he?
Well, no, he was arrested for it.
Yeah.
But then he realised he didn't do it. One of his other personalities done it. And then
they started looking into it.
And apparently they said he had 24.
Finally. 24.
I'm not totally convinced that he had any
personality. I'm not either.
Who can have 24 personalities?
Well, they're regular people that split personality, don't they?
This is back in the 80s. Was it the 80s? It was back psychoanalysis and all that became kind of the thing. And they'd never really come across this before. Or they had, but always thought it was a lie. But this particular woman, there was a book, wasn't there? There's Three Faces of Eve, which is a really good film. Sybil, which was another book that was written about someone with multiple personalities. And this bloke was sort of tail ending on that. He didn't like the publicity, but it sort of followed him everywhere, and he ended up in different sort of psycho units and in different places and different corporate. I mean, his life was just must have been because his mum said, didn't she, when he was a child, he had something happened to him. He had a very traumatic childhood because of someone that she was with.
Like a stepfather.
Yeah,
and he very abusive and not in a nice way. And they reckon that this is when his personality splintered. So he would go to one of the other personalities in his head to be safe from what was actually physically going on with him. So he would have times when he would black out. To him, he blacked out and he'd missed days. He didn't know where he'd been for days. So this is where he got away with the rapes because he said, I didn't do it. I wasn't there. I was asleep. And he even had different accents. There was an English guy in his head that was called Arthur.
And he did speak.
And he spoke clear English. And he also wasn't, but there was an Arabic one.
Slovakian or something?
Yeah.
It was quite a strange programme. I don't know why it took 4 episodes.
They could have done it in 2.
A lot of these things overdo it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the American thing of showing you what's coming up next and all that crap. I mean, just put the programme on, you know. Shows you you get the 9 minutes before the actual thing comes up, the name of the programme at the beginning. I hate that.
Yeah.
So I just whiz through it till the name comes up. Right, I think it's time we should have a look at these two songs.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
That's you, wife, you're a bad influence on the team.
A bad influence. Not me.
Right, so I'm going to put you up for the first vote, Paul. I think I know which way
you're
going to go.
Mine's easy. Mine's Billy Ocean.
Oh.
That really hurts.
Easy. Lemon Squeezy.
Very much.
I'm going for Oliver's Army.
It's here today. And I'm going for Oliver's Army as well.
I'm surprised. I didn't think he'd go for that.
Well, I'm not going to go for Billy Ocean, am I?
Well, yeah.
I like Oliver's
Army. What was that noise? Who done that?
What?
You never agree with me, Dave.
I've done in the past.
Yeah, but I can't believe you would choose Oliver's Army over that.
It's a happy song.
But Billy Ocean's a nothing. I mean, this was quite easy. I mean, it's about 85-15. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Billy Ocean stuff myself. The sort of comedy element of the other one, what's it called?
Lovely.
When the guy gets tough, the tough get guy. And I mean, that had a bit of the comedy thing in it, with them doing the backing.
I like it.
But not for me. So That
well,
is
you are
that.
Wrong, but that's how it is.
Our new girl should make the draw for the next match.
Are you not doing diary?
Oh, blimey. Yeah.
Blimey.
Oh, God.
Well, it's a good job you're here, Pauline. It's a good job you're here.
Diary.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a big whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sorry.
Right, it is Friday, the October the 15th, and work.
Oh, not late.
No. At night, go to the Fox on the Hill for a drink, get back, watch TV. And that was my day.
I wish you wrote what you was watching.
Yeah.
I know you didn't know this was going to be happening, obviously, so you... But if you'd known, you'd got a lot more information in
there. Yeah, but
you've
seen the size of my diary, haven't you?
I know, but there is a lot of information in there. That's tiny little
thing. So just pick a day at random.
Yeah, go on. Make it a good one.
Oh.
Oh.
What day?
This is the 30th of January, Saturday. Stay in all morning. In afternoon, playing soccer around square. At night, John Wood comes down my pad, and I've got an asterisk. All week, I'm seriously thinking of leaving Decker.
And he did. And he did, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh.
Decker.
Oh,
reckons.
We need to read Saturdays more often. They're much more exciting.
Yeah. God, blimey. There's some fantastic stuff.
Yeah, we wouldn't know how many times he was late for work, though, would we?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I got a film here I went to see.
Oh, what's that?
Where's that?
Gone with the Wind.
No. It's Sunday the 3rd of January, really early days. Went round square in morning, stayed in the afternoon, went pictures at night. The film was Perfect Friday, starring Ursula Andress and Stanley Baker.
Never heard of it.
You know, I saw that film that day and then it disappeared without trace. It was about...
Bobby can remember it.
I can't even remember these things.
I think
he
was something like a bank manager and she came in, she was... Good. Do you remember Ursula Andress, didn't you? She was the Dr. No girl who came out to see.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Stunning.
Good.
She's naked all the way through this one. But
that's why I went to see it.
But she sort of like seduces him and gets him to rob his own bank. I think that's the story of it. It was all right, but I've never heard it. I mean, it's 50 years ago. I've never heard of it since.
Never, heard of that.
Never seen it on telly or Sky or.
And yet you didn't put down in your diary which football top you bought.
Oh, no.
That's going to haunt you forever.
There.
Yeah.
It's weird. Right, it's draw time.
Who's going first?
I'll go first if you like.
Oh, go on in, pushy.
I'll shovel
She's
them
taking
up.
Over now, isn't she?
Right, I'm shoveling.
Shoveling.
All right.
Keep on shuffling along.
No, it's just something we sing.
You know it's great, mate. Well, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
No.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm all ready.
Oh, enjoy
okay.
yourself,
yeah. I'm sorry. It is Get It On. By T-Rex.
Bang a gong, get it on. Bang a gong, get on. T-Rex.
Right.
I said that.
Oh, well, mine. ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Pauline, you don't need to come next.
Oh, my God.
Do you see that as a bit of a contender?
What, ABBA to win?
Well, not ABBA, just that song. Do you see it as a...
Well, for me, yes, but probably not with you and Bob because you're miserable and you don't like anything with a bit of...
Bob's always hated ABBA. Well, not hated, but they can't hear like, oh, God, why?
I don't know. That is one of my tops.
I don't understand why he dislikes it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's
he's
happy.
Like, oh,
that is
God,
a happy
it's ABBA.
Right, let's stop talking about Dancing Queen. Right. Come on, there's no show next week.
Okay. Well, I might not be here next week. He might be back.
Quite possibly.
Let's hope so.
I could just sit in my corner then, can't I? Right, I think it's time to say goodbye, girls.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. Take care.
See you later.